So,
did you know you can listen to Superhuman Radio while mobile? That's right. Go to the iPhone store and download the free Shoutcast app and then search for the Superhuman channel.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
I should turn my mic on, shouldn't I? Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Tuesday, which means it's the Blueprint Power Hour starting in just a moment. And then at the top of the hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Jay Oshansky to talk about how you can make money using your wearable fitness tracker. That's right. How about that? Without further ado, let's go ahead and roll Coach Rob's music, if I can get my act together here.
Calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
Doing great, man. How about you?
Wonderful, wonderful. I posted on Facebook today, for those of you listening to the show after the fact or listening from outside the United States. Today's election day here, and I said, I'm so excited it's election day. You know why, Rob? Because tomorrow, regardless of who wins and who loses, we can go back to hating on the FDA, USDA, and Monsanto.
Yeah, we don't have to split energies anymore.
Yeah, really. I'm tired of that. Let's get back on track here. And I got to tell you something. Purchasepeptides.net, the only place you should be buying your peptides and research chemicals. I'll be trying the MK677 tonight before bed. I'm going to start with just 5 milligrams because I've heard that if you take too high of a dose, it can actually exhilarate you and also cause water weight gain, which is seen in high doses of growth hormone, obviously. But the half-life is 24 hours, Rob.
Beautiful.
So it's a very powerful. The MK designate is Merck. This is a Merck experimental drug. They are looking to cash in on the growth hormone world with it. It causes a huge pulse, increases the trough, which is the secretion throughout the day, as well as the pulse of growth hormone. Similar to CJC 1295 with DAC, but instead of having a 7-day half-life, it has a 24-hour half-life. And you can experiment with different doses. I've heard 5 milligrams to 10 milligrams is all you really need. So we'll see. I got it from purchasepeptides.net. So there you go.
Beautiful.
What's going on with you?
Well, I just want to remind everybody, November, all this month, we are celebrating the anniversary, fourth anniversary of the Blueprint Bulletin by rolling out the Blueprint Bulletin Pro. And what that is, you know, a normal subscription to the Bulletin entitles you to just that month's issue and every month thereafter. With the Blueprint Bulletin Pro, you not only get that, you get all 4 years worth, every single issue that's ever been printed. There's close to 50 of them out there. And I don't have time to do it justice, but to understand the gravity of the topics that you're going to learn by reading those, head on over to CoachRobRegish.com and click on the appropriate banner. There is a list by issues, all topics, 130-something, I think it is.
Yeah.
But listen, you know, for the money, it's $5 more than a regular membership. It comes out to 64 cents a day. I don't know. You know, coffee, you can't buy for what? More than
$5 a boutique coffee?
$5.
Yeah, so, you know, $3 at least, $3.
$3 for coffee, ridiculous.
Yeah.
64 cents for priceless info. So anyway, just head on over, CoachRobRegish.com through the end of the month.
Oh, and I just got a message on Facebook. Yes, there is a coupon code for purchasepeptides.net. It's SHR, and it's ridiculous. It's 30% off. Their prices are already slashed. You get 30% off on top of that.
I was just there. The prices are incredible.
I know. And then imagine applying 30% off to that. I mean, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So we start out with a question from a female listener. I love this. I love when women are talking about getting strong. Lynn Wright. W-R-Y-T-E, I hope I pronounced it right. Question for the Blueprint Power Hour. Could not find where to submit on Superhuman Radio site. I don't have a submission area. You did the right thing. Do you know of a weightlifting / strength training book geared towards teenagers? My husband's grandson is 13 and has expressed interest in gaining muscle. Bravo. He plays flag football as a quarterback, parenthetically, and basketball, point guard, parenthetically, and his school, but is getting a soft belly already. I want to encourage him to start lifting. His dad has purchased some used equipment, bench, barbell, dumbbells, etc. Thanks.
Okay, I'll get to the book recommendations in a second, but this is a great question because it marks a young man's entry into the iron game, right? So at age 13, the hormones should be kicking in, if they aren't already. And it's a perfect time to start. Now, to get off on the right foot, though, I would suggest the following. Ideally, have him training with an experienced mentor.
Yeah.
If you can't find one, I would highly suggest hiring a trainer. And you can look at it this way, right? It's not forever, but the mentor or trainer is someone who's going to teach him proper form and consequently lay a good baseline strength level that'll prevent injury when it's time to get serious. Otherwise, just throwing kids into the heavy weights, you know, it's like shooting the cannon out of a canoe.
Well, throwing them into weights at all, as you point out, they're gonna learn the wrong form. They're gonna build on the wrong form. They're gonna be on a choo-choo train for injury really fast.
Yeah, and you know, doing it with a trainer or a mentor is far superior for a number of reasons. Not the least of which is training with his friends is going to be a real dicey proposition. Although, right, that's by far the most common scenario.
Right,
and with all that testosterone floating around, the what do you bench crowd invites lousy form and bad habits. That gets even more dangerous when squatting and deadlifting. There's a poor form on one of those can lead to a debilitating injury. Now, you mentioned buying some home equipment. A home gym setup can be a wonderful or a deadly thing. Wonderful because he doesn't need to go to the gym. Deadly because it's easy to have a barbell pinned to your throat benching alone. It happens every year. Somebody dies from it. Start with a power rack and a 300-pound barbell set.
I do you even think he needs 300 pounds?
No, but, I mean, that's what's most common.
Standard.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I guess you could do, right, half of that one.
Oh, yeah, he could buy a really – he could go to Play It Again Sports and buy somebody else's set, you know.
Yeah. Now, from there, you just add an adjustable bench and keep adding to it over time as your budget permits. Ideally, I would love to see you teaching him, call it one workout with barbells that uses spotters or performed inside the power rack. And teach another workout, though, that requires no spotters. So, for example, heavy weighted dips instead of bench presses. You know, and I would go so far as to write up a contract for him to sign promising that if nobody's around, right, he uses the one without spotters. I cringe every time I hear about kids benching alone. Now, as far as book recommendations, there are three that I would recommend, and they are Convict Conditioning by Paul Wade, Brawn by Stuart McRobert, and Super Squats by Randall J. Strawson. Convict Conditioning is a must-read because in addition to building muscle, it'll help him build all of the underlying tissues left untouched by the weights. He should not underestimate the power of body weight work. So the sooner he starts, the better. Brawn is filled with no-nonsense, hard-hitting info that'll allow him to grow for years, which brings us to Super Squats, a book which can change his life. It did for me. Here's the bottom line. Have him stay away from YouTube video, or try. Keep him away from YouTube videos, GNC, and majoring in the minors, because that's where you wind up when you go to those two places. The further away he gets from progressive overload on big compound lifts and wholesome food, the more frustrated he will become. They're inversely proportional, rather, to the gains he'll make. Don't let him major in the minors, supplements, obsessing over how to bring his inner chest out when he doesn't have a chest yet to begin with.
Yeah. Well, curling too much. Okay, Roger Buckstein says, okay, my gym just got one of those power sleds. Oh, prowler sleds. I fooled around with it the other day, but can you elaborate on how to use it, what it's good for, and maybe give me some other pointers?
You know, if your gym has a prowler or you own one yourself, congrats. You're really ahead of the game. One additional purchase I'd make are a sturdy pair of nylon straps with big loops for handles. You can get them on Amazon for around $20. And the reason is, you know, a prowler's great. Unfortunately, you can only push it without these straps. By attaching the straps to one end of the sled, you can then pull it backwards after pushing it forwards. But, you know, why that exercise at all? A couple of reasons. First, it builds tremendous strength in the hips, glutes, hams, quadriceps, and other muscle groups. It does so, though, with zero eccentric stress, which means it causes little to no muscle damage. You're able to pump a lot of blood into your muscles while waste products are flushed out, which means if you use it intelligently, you recover faster. The prowler will also gas you beyond belief, meaning it'll work you hard enough that you'll be out of breath and gasping for air in no time. And that's the correct term, gasping for air, because personally, I have two different sled workouts. Call it a heavy day and a light day. On the light day, I load the sled with 100 or 120 pounds, and instead of just pushing it, I sprint with it. You know, I would estimate a good 150 feet, maybe more, then immediately sprint back, et cetera, et cetera. Now, last time, I made it up to 10 rounds. Next time, I'll try 11. It's all over in just a few minutes, but, boy, is it one hell of a workout. Realistically, you want to build up to as many trips as possible where you can still run with it, right? Once the legs and the lower body fatigue so much that you can no longer sprint with it, stop. Incidentally, those of you prone to pulling hamstrings while sprinting, like myself, will be happy to know there's no such problem here. The risk appears to be much lower. My heavy day, the last one, involved pushing and pulling 350 pounds up and back, dragging it back by those nylon straps on the return trip. Wherever I make a new weight jump, I'll start at just six trips. So after adding weight, I'll start at six trips, building up to 10 before upping the weight again. I don't know which one of these, you know, turns my stomach the most, but they both work incredibly well, and they also run miles around traditional cardio insofar as they make you a lot stronger. One additional idea. If you're accustomed to performing a set that lasts 20 to 30 seconds, and then resting for 2 minutes in between sets and repeating, try matching your prowler sprints or pushes to that dynamic. You know, push it for 20 to 30 seconds, rest. Push it 20 to 30. You will be shocked what a difference it makes when you get back to the weights.
Let's go ahead and hit one more question before we take our break. We'll just go a little bit longer in this one. So this one comes from Mike Tengrati. I think that's how it's pronounced. He says, Coach, I heard your dissertation last week on how an athlete can spend $200 a month, get no results, and keep repeating that pattern over and over for years. I'm ashamed to admit it, but I'm that guy. I'm not in my 20s either. Far from it. So I understand growing muscle takes time, but if you had the same $200 supplement budget, what would you be buying?
Well, you know, I'm obviously biased a little bit in my answer, so... You know, I'll give you a few of them to pick from. Further, I'm going to assume that the goal here is to acquire more muscle, right, and cut fat like everybody wants to. So here we go. Stack number one, a pre-workout or, you know, throwing together your own pre-workout ingredients. Those run about $35 a month. But note, however, your pre-workout can be, you know, as simple as caffeine pills if cost is an issue. I would also opt for micronized creatine, beta-alanine, Thrive, and pure carbolin. The combination of those you know, actually comes in a bit lower than $200, especially considering you'll be buying creatine and beta-alanine in bulk, and that goes ditto, I would imagine, for the 3-pound Thrive that's coming. So, you know, this stack includes a pre-workout that magnifies the overload signal, Thrive, the finest protein on the market for intra-workout or other use. Beta-alanine-creatine combo shows in studies to grow more muscle than creatine alone, 3 times as much. And carbolin, whose carbs can selectively be used intra-workout to push more of Thrive's amino acids, creatine, and beta-alanine into the muscles. Stack number two, pre-workout again, pure carbolin, crealkaline, and Thrive. So like stack number one, this comes in well under $200. It omits the beta-alanine, but includes crealkaline for a leaner appearance in the gains department. There really are no additional amino acids required because Thrive has Freeform, right?
Right. Has, yeah, he's in it already, yeah. Yeah.
You know, that plus whey, micellar casein, colostrum, and so the combined...
Probiotics. There was just a paper written by, I think, Adele Musa that shows that taking probiotics with your protein actually increases the... protein synthetic response.
Very true. Very true. And also worth noting that where the amino acids in whey are oxidized and gone at about the 90 minutes mark, Thrive is going to have you covered for up to 7 hours.
Yeah, the micellar casein that's in the in the milk
and
protein.
It mixes great with carbolin too.
And get this, you can buy one, get two free right now when you continue to use the coupon code BOO, which was our Halloween special. It's still going.
M-O-O?
Yeah, B-O-O, boo. Like boo, like ghost boo. And but just be aware, a couple people didn't do this. I fixed it on my end. You got to put 3 1-pound jugs in your shopping cart and then apply that coupon code. You can't just hit one and the coupon code. So you put all three of them in there. You buy one, you pay for one, and you get the other two free. There you go. Thrive Protein, thriveprotein.com. We're going to take a break.
I'm due to stock up.
Now, yeah.
Stack number three, final one.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Take your time.
Stack number three is, again, the pre-workout of your choice or raw ingredients. Mass Pro Synthogen, micronized creatine mono, and pure carbolin. Okay? Or alternatively, Thrive. Needless to say, this is the Rolls Royce of the bunch. And the best part is this. It, too, squeaks in at under $200 using either version, the Carbolin or the Thrive. So, you know, this is, once again, you're getting your pre-workout to amplify the overload response. Synthogen, creatine, and Carbolin, provided you're not on a low-carb diet. If you are, go with the Thrive. And some coconut milk. You will absolutely, with this combination, lift heavier weights for more reps and be able to do so more frequently than anything short of illegal drugs. Even that is in question, given some of the emails I've received. Also, be aware, Synthogen already contains beta-alanine, orotic acid, TMG, and a slew of other performance-proven muscle builders. So, you know, those are... You don't need to buy those separately.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, remember, even given a meager protein intake, Synthogen was able to pull off its recovery magic. I took protein down to 50 grams a day. So you can only imagine what Synthogen is like with something like Thrive and plenty of whole food protein. So there you have it, 3 supplement stacks for $200 or less. That will outperform anything else out there. I would love to hear from anyone who tries these.
I'm going to try and post this in my blog, all three of these. Not today, by tomorrow, and put it up on Facebook so people can see this. Okay?
It is, yeah. And once you come out with the winner, by all means, let us know. I would love it.
Yeah, which one works best? We're going to come back in a moment with a question from Nick Zemanski. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com. Go there today. Be stronger tomorrow. We'll be right back.
Now, now the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
All eyes on me. All eyes on me. All eyes on me. Live my life as a thug till the day I die.
Welcome back. Did I forget a question? Yeah, no.
No, I think you did. I think there was another one. Mike Tangrady.
That was the question we just asked, Mike Tangrady. Wasn't he the one about the supplement stack?
No, sorry, not Mike Tangrady.
After Mike Tangrady, you've got a question here by Nick Zamski.
Okay, go to the next. I thought for sure you missed one. But
okay, and I'll look back here in a second. I'm 18 and have a year or so under my belt, I guess he means of training. I've listened to what you've had to say and researched around a lot. One company says activating mTOR is key to muscle growth. Another says it's all about testosterone. Still another says it's the extent of muscle damage and remodeling done. Then you have all these different programs, diets, and what have you. It's damn frustrating. Can you summarize what it takes to build muscle?
Okay.
All of that.
Yeah, but you know what? Nick's finding out the same way I did.
Yeah.
The same way you did and everybody else does. There's no real consensus on what builds muscle. I'm talking about a simple, concise, man-on-the-street explanation. And I can sum it up in four words. Exercise and amino acids. There it is, right there in front of you. Four little words that summarize what it takes to grow muscles in human beings. Now, yeah, we can quibble about what type of exercise, how many amino acids, or certainly another question, how much protein. But at its simplest, that's how to explain it. Now, just hold that thought, though, for a second as we go into the time machine. Long before today's drugged-up champs, there were strongmen touring Europe and America that could tear phone books in half, bend thick steel bars, and break chains just by flexing. Right? They can and did demonstrate strength that many of today's drugged-up champs can only dream about. Now, how did they do it? Hardcore bodyweight exercises. Some weights, odd object lifts, and almost to a person, though, lots and lots of milk. That was interesting when I looked at the old-time strongmen. Milk was a constant theme. What is that, really? What are we talking about? Just another way of saying exercise and amino acids. Now, the year is 1955, right? And we're in Vince Gironda's gym in California. Now, Gironda was the guy the movie studios sent their stars to get in shape fast, right, for different movie parts. He championed many things, but in particular, liver tabs, which were a favorite of his.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, liver tabs contain some amino acids. Amino acids themselves, and usually some form of reduced carb diet, higher protein diet, is what he prescribed. His techniques were brilliant. They still are today, and he cranked out masterpiece after masterpiece. Anybody who was anybody who went to see Gironda for his unique exercises and what? Amino acids. There it is again. By the 1960s, something significant was happening. Dianabol was introduced by Chiba in this country. Now, as dosages escalated and people began stacking it with other things, gaining muscle became pie simple. If you knew how to train and eat, or even if you didn't, you grew. If you ate enough, you could grow. There's some research that suggests you will gain more muscle sitting on the couch taking 600 milligrams of test a week than you will training hard and heavy naturally. So guess where the focus went then? Yep. More and more on drugs. It's almost all about, the discussion almost always turns to drugs, and it then dominates. It is worth noting that the results one can experience from exercise and amino acids can be absolutely astounding when you get it right. Absolutely astounding. I just wish more people would avail themselves to it. If they did, they'd be shocked at what they can accomplish. But yes, as a subculture, up until the introduction of steroids, people that succeeded in this game combined two things, exercise and amino acids.
Yeah.
Simple as I can make it.
I found the question that was missing.
Okay.
Johnny Mancini. He says, I love the show and never miss it. I've heard you say you've been at this for over 30 years, which is obviously a long time. If you had to pinpoint some of the breakthrough moments where your gains really exploded, what would they be?
Great question, but I don't think I'd characterize them as moments as much as, you know, real tangible things. So let me explain that. I'm gonna try to answer this question chronologically, which is as good a way as any. The first appreciable amount of muscle I put on, and I'll define that as 15 to 20 pounds, was as a freshman in college. And in large part, it was due to two factors. Being introduced to the big three power lifts with free weights, but more importantly, eating. In high school, this explains why I was 6 feet, 1.43. So in high school, I'd skip breakfast, I'd spend my lunch money on ice cream or candy, and then I would come home to eat a sensible dinner, whatever my mom made. When I got to college, though, I was on the meal plan. So three squares a day was a big step up from where I was. So I went from around 160 to 180, and I got a solid grounding, in particular, in squats and deadlifts. Sophomore year saw the next and maybe the most dramatic jump. I went from 180 to 220, okay? Not all of it was muscle, but a large part of it was. The catalyst for that actually began as my freshman year was winding down. A little book came in the mail that I ordered. It was called Super Big in 6 Weeks. It showed you how to eat a healthy 6 or 7 meals a day. It also introduced us to homemade weight gainers and even more intense training techniques. So midway through my sophomore year, another book showed up, which took me to places I never dreamed I'd go. And that book was Super Squats, How to Gain 30 Pounds of Muscle in 6 Weeks. Whatever you make of that claim, 20-rep breathing squats and pullovers, plus a handful of big basics, radically transformed my body. And it wasn't just my muscles. I'm convinced it was my skeletal structure, in particular, my rib cage. Now, simple program, 20 rep squats and pullovers, right, plus some other big basics. Sounds simple, anything but. If you do it right, 20 rep squats, breathing squats, you will see the face of God.
Mm-hmm.
But the results are so worth it. Junior year, I decided to go in a different direction. Cybergenics. Remember that?
Yep.
Cost me $100, and back in 1991, that was big money. Nevertheless, the claims intrigued me, and the goal was different. It was kind of a recomp type thing. The supplements that came along with it were, in most cases, worthless. But the training methodology in that little book that accompanied it was brilliant. He advocated training fasted, loading arginine and other amino acids before training, and also included strategically placed stretching, loaded stretching, and some plyometrics. In many ways, he was pioneering NO2 and DC-like training, dog crap-like training, before those two came along. So people knock on Cybergenics a lot, but the actual training routine, in my opinion, was way ahead of its time. Over the ensuing 20 years, there have only been two works that I've read that I would put in the same league as those books: Duchenne's Dirty Dieting Newsletters and Convict Conditioning. Now, you've all heard about Convict Conditioning, so I won't belabor that point anymore. As for Duchenne's newsletters, every one of them is pure gold, in my opinion, because at this point in his career, he wasn't talking about drugs. as much as he was about training techniques and supplementations, real supplementation that worked. So, you know, at least one thing you could put to work for you. Every issue had at least one thing you could put to work for you, ASAP, to get bigger, stronger, or faster, right, in every issue. And that is the litmus test. That is the standard by which I hold myself, by the way, on the blueprint bulletin. So, yes, it inspired me to actually write the bulletin. But take note, you asked the question, what was the breakthrough? In every case, it was a book or otherwise, you know, solid information. It was not a supplement. It was not, you know, a miracle pill. It was information contained in those books. Powerful stuff.
Yeah, very, very cool. We have to take a break, try to get back on clock here. And when we come back, we got more questions. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The Category Killer just got upgraded in a big way. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending, Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs, revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Wait for it. It's actually Britney Spears. Yeah. Crazy Girl. Everybody likes a Crazy Girl, don't they, Rob?
I just liked her videos.
But, I mean, you liked the videos because you knew she was crazy, right? See, the guys love girls who are crazy. You're like, oh, man, you know, they're needy, they're crazy. All right, so Tony Schiavone says, what about happened to that huge guy who used to advertise for Muscle Tech? I can't remember his name, but I think he was Canadian. Also, what do you think of their product line? Would you consider doing business with them?
Yeah, the man you're thinking of, his name was Greg Kovac.
Yeah.
The near 400-pound bodybuilder. And, yes, he was from Canada. He was only 44 when he passed from congestive heart failure. Now, yeah, it's easy to jump on the steroids kill them thing, and that may be so. But consider, you know, that was...
Maybe it was Muscle Tech subs that killed him.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I mean, if they're saying they made his muscles bigger, maybe they made his heart too big, too. Who knows?
Yeah. You know what? That was Greg's choice to live that way. From what I can tell, he wasn't hurting anybody, and by all accounts, he was a hell of a nice guy. Maybe he did want to burn brightly, only to die out fast, but, you know, nobody ever considers that. I find it a very interesting dynamic. When someone in our sport passes early, there is, amongst the people that know, there's just this kind of quiet understanding that there were certain risks that the individual took to achieve certain goals in life, and only they can determine whether or not it was worth it. Nevertheless, Kovac joins a long list of pro bodybuilders, powerlifters, and professional wrestlers from that era that have died early. Most endorse supplement companies to get by, but virtually everyone knows the real deal. These guys are shooting everything they can get their hands on.
But that's not why they get these heart problems. Go ahead, finish. I want to speak to this for a second.
Yeah, so when Greg credited Muscle Tech, Mesotech, and something else for his progress, I just chuckled. What is not a laughing matter is when you walk into GNC only to realize that these clowns are selling tons of it. Muscle Tech's product line has always, one more word on why he may have died. Look, the common denominator that I can see for all of these people dying, the wrestlers, the powerlifters, the bodybuilders, carrying around way too much weight. And the heart and lungs, it's a big price to pay. You know, when you're 400 pounds, I don't care how much of it is muscle.
Right.
That's a lot to ask from the heart. Now, Muscle Tech's product line, it has always struck me as somewhere between puzzling and pathetic. Virtually every product of theirs is a dressed-up staple, in my opinion, right? CellTech. That's creatine plus dextrose. Maybe a few other goodies.
Yeah, but you can't. If you can't mix it yourself, then you deserve to have to spend that kind of money.
Yeah, exactly. Now, their protein, you know, it's whey. I think they throw a couple grams of creatine in it. And not, you know, not much else. Ditto for their thermogenics. I just saw the latest one. I guess you squeeze it into your water. It's, you know, fruit punch flavored liquid caffeine. That's it. You know, it's a squirt of caffeine. Nothing more, nothing less. They, in fact, were all over HMB free acid when it was released not long ago. You know, and what they were saying was, hey, man, this time we got it right. And if I recall correctly, they just acquired Six Star, you know, the Six Star whey and so forth line that you see in stores. And that's a match made in heaven if there ever was one, because both of them have been caught failing label claims. Look, it's pretty simple. If you see a company that spends more on advertising than they do on the what's inside the bottle, and Muscle Tech sure does, run like hell the other way. That's my 2cc.
Look, guys like Greg Kovacs and others, do you think they're paying attention to eating high quality foods? You think that these guys are eating 1,000 grams of crappy carbs a day. They've got gut issues. Do not think that the distended stomach of today is a result of growth hormone. You are sorely mistaken if you think that Gustavo Bedell back in the day with his pregnant look was because of growth hormone when other athletes were up there and they didn't have that. You're sorely mistaken. These guys are eating crap foods and they're eating such volumes of it. They're destroying their guts. Once the gut goes and starts to leak, death is soon followed. Trust me. I mean, there's no doubt about this in my mind. These guys are eating crap food. They're eating foods that give non-bodybuilders and non-weightlifters heart disease.
Yeah, if you are truly going to nail 5,000, 6,000, or
10,000, 10, these guys eating 10,000 calories a day. And that's so much food to put through your body, but more importantly, they're putting crap through their body because they're just trying to get their volume of calories in.
Yep, impossible to do without eating some crap.
Well, I wouldn't say it's impossible to do. I'll give you a guy who works hard not to eat crap, Tony Freeman. He buys exclusively grass-fed beef. I mean, the guy goes out of his way to buy pastured animal proteins, right? People go, oh, yeah, he's got a lot of money. No, he's got no choice. When you're putting that much fuel through your body, you better make sure that none of it is crappy.
Yep. Yeah, I hear you.
So Greg Kovacs didn't die from anabolic steroids. He died from his diet. He had a crap diet. I guarantee it. He had gut issues. I guarantee it. I guarantee that most bodybuilders have gut issues. They don't talk about it. They just live with it. They think it's just because of the sheer amount of food that they have to eat. It's not.
I would agree.
We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back with the blueprint tip of the day, right?
Yeah, it's a great one, too.
And then later in the show, at the top of the hour, we're going to talk about how you could be making money with your fitness tracker. If you have one of those fitness trackers that you wear, Fitbit, there may be a time coming where you could actually get paid for the data that's on it. Stay tuned.
$4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
The category killer just got upgraded in a big way. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Isolate Whey Protein is the perfect complement to your muscle growth, fat loss, or fitness program. Packing an awesome amino acid profile, Muscle Gauge WPI is easily digested, lactose-free, sugar-free, and fat-free. The Pure Whey Protein Isolate used in Muscle Gauge's WPI is absorbed fast, transporting amino acids into muscle fibers to begin the repair and rebuilding process. Pure WPI delivers pharmaceutical-grade whey protein at a price you can afford. Don't pay more. Don't settle for less. Go to mgnstore.com today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Woo! Yeah, woo! Woo! Oh, goodness. Welcome back to the Blueprint Pal Hour. Now, for the Blueprint Tip of the Day, I turn it over to Coach Rob Reg.
Yep, Rob Regish.com. The tip of the day is why pre-workout central nervous system stimulants are the wrong answer. Now, as Captain Ephedrine, you'd think I'd be the last person writing about this topic. But I've learned a few things over the past, you know, 2+ decades of ingesting every legal stimulant you can imagine, things that I want to share with you here. So right, wrong, or indifferent, I have used Ephedrine nearly every day of my life since discovering it in 1989, 27 years ago. Now, that's longer than a lot of people in this game have been alive, never mind training. Along the way, I've tried every pretender to the throne, sinephrine, caffeine, ginseng strains, guarana, yerba mate, amentaflavone, cayenne, mini thin, stimulant X, slim extreme, you know, the original craze, frenzy, DMAA, DHMA, 28 different Yohimbe alkaloids, amp citrate, and nicotine, to name a few. I've also toyed with virtually every nootropic you can imagine, along with related wakefulness agents like adrafinil and modafinil. I've also had Ritalin and several other prescription stims. So let me tell you what I've learned. Many of these products are effective at keeping you awake and or alert. Several are incredibly effective fat burners. It's the pre-workout category of products, though, right, that outsells everything else. Now, here, central nervous system stimulants of various types and potencies dominate the landscape. They're cheap, they've got a high profit margin, and they impress the kiddies because they can, quote-unquote, feel them working. In reality, what most people feel is something that's working against them. Let me explain that. A pre-workout sole purpose should be to allow you to lift more weight, more reps, or both. The solution most companies offer you is just to dump a bunch of, you know, central nervous system stims into your system, causing a large cascade of epinephrine, norepinephrine, adrenaline, etc. That's a problem, because when that happens, two things start working against you. One, it constricts blood vessels, negating the pump, and, in fact, working against formulas with an NO2 slant. Worse, it also causes your adrenals to start pumping out cortisol, which chews up muscle. And despite what many think, over time, it works against you. These stimulants work against you in the strength department. Some of them can actually make you weaker. So, you know, I took a fresh look at things, and from the ground up, right, the message to contract muscle starts in the brain as an electrical impulse, travels down the spinal cord through the vertebrae, traverses the nerve running to the muscle, telling it to contract. Compromise any part of that pathway, and you get less than optimal results. And a great way to compromise it is to keep lighting up your central nervous system. The more you flick that switch, the faster the wiring burns out. So as we speak, I'm formulating a pre-workout that works not just on your central nervous system, or not much, if at all, but rather inside the brain. It's going to allow you to generate a stronger electrical impulse, affecting more nerve endings and telling the muscle to contract more forcefully. It will not, however, cause a cortisol rise, nor will it interfere with nitric oxide synthesis. It's not going to constrict blood vessels, not going to restrict blood and nutrient flow. This thing is really going to be done right, and the right people, material, and methods are all involved. Now, Carl, you know what I'm talking about here,
yeah.
But you're not at liberty to say much more. This thing's going to be big. It's taken a long time, but I'm predicting it'll be right up there with Synthogen. In the interim, I highly suggest getting off stronger stimulants, and in particular caffeine. A small amount is acceptable, but these formulas with hundreds and hundreds of milligrams are just stupid. You know, they constrict blood vessels, they elevate blood pressure, it results in more muscle being chewed up due to a massive cortisol release. Okay? Sadly and tellingly, most of the pre-workouts on the market contain all three ingredients in the same formula. So you would have a lot of caffeine, an NO2 booster like arginine, alpha-ketoglutarate, and creatine. Caffeine works against all those. For the next few weeks, I challenge you to bring it down to 100 milligrams of caffeine or less, focusing instead on gradually upping levels of DMAE, or dimethylaminoethanol, L-tyrosine, L-phenylalanine, and phosphatidylcholine. So try this. 80 to 100 milligrams of caffeine, 200 milligrams of DMAE, 3 grams of tyrosine, a gram of phenylalanine, and a gram of phosphatidylcholine pre-workout. Take that on an empty stomach 45 minutes before going in there, ideally to max out, and see if I'm right. What you're going to find is going to shock you. So stay away from the heavy stims, guys. I know they're fun at first, but they really work against you.
Yeah, they do. And the older you get, the worse they are.
Yeah.
Because your adrenals don't bounce back as quickly.
Amen. You know, amen.
I learned that the hard way.
So great. I'm on the Thrive page now, Carl, as we speak. Just add three to the cart.
Yeah, put like you're buying three, but then when you get to the checkout page, when you get to the next page, I guess it is, that's when you'll add BOO, B-O-O, into the coupon code and the head apply.
Yeah.
And it'll just say $59.95 for one jug, and you get the other two for free.
Cool. Thank you for making this available.
Yeah, and we will have a three-pound jug very soon. That's why we're doing this. We're testing the three-pound price point.
Now, do you have your Synthogen yet?
No, I'm ashamed to say. I need it. I do need it. But I got... We'll talk about it on next show.
You're going to need it to test those three stacks, at least one of them.
Well, I'm training so damn hard right now, I do need it. In fact, Elisa asked me about it the other day. I swear my mother. She said, what about Synthogen? Should we be taking it? I said, yes. She goes, well, then why aren't we? I said, Rob even gave me my own coupon code. I don't know why we're not. it's just me being a dummy. You know what? I'm ordering it today. In honor of the elections, I'm ordering it today. All right, look. And next week I'll be able to talk about it when I have you back on the show, okay?
Yep.
All right, brother. Thank you for everything that you do.
Thanks, Carl. Great show.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk to you about how you can start making money with your Fitbit. Yes. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Wear six of them and quit your job. We'll be right back.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
The Category Killer just got upgraded in a big way. New MassPro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Fit Read Nutrition understands that getting in shape can be difficult, whether it's getting to the gym or maintaining a proper diet for a busy lifestyle. Weight and fitness can often be forgotten. That's why they've created customized meal plans plus fitness programs that can help support your specific goals to get fit and eat healthy. Even during vacations and special events, they offer support via text and email to keep clients motivated, with coaches providing detailed support. Go to fitreadnutrition.com today to learn more.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. So most of us wear some sort of fitness tracker. Fitbit is really popular. If you've got a real bunch of money burning a hole in your pocket, you'll get one of those units from Apple. And I wore one for a couple years. I tracked my sleep. I learned so much about my workouts. But basically, it's an N equals one experiment, right? It's just your data. You're looking at it, nothing more. What if this data was compiled and available? What could it do for us? My next guest is Dr. Stuart J. Olshansky. How you doing, Dr. Olshansky?
Great, great. Glad to be on.
Yeah, thanks for coming in and talking to us. So you're with the University of Chicago. You're in the epidemiology and biostatics department over at the public health. I'm sorry, the School of Public Health.
And yeah, University of Illinois Chicago, and University of Chicago as well. I'm affiliated with both.
Okay. And what, I mean, did a light bulb go off in your head? You know, I never really thought about it. I just assumed that the companies that, like Fitbit and all them, they're doing something with this data. No one's doing anything with this data?
Well, think about it this way. You know, there are thousands of devices that are out there, these wearable sensors that are designed to collect data. And, you know, the ones that most people are interacting with are the Fitbits, the ones on your Apple iPhone, and the like. And they generate an enormous amount of data. But guess what? No one has ever made any use of that data. No one's translated that data into anything that is meaningful, that can be monetized. And, that's what we've done. We've essentially transformed the data into a measure of risk that people can use individually to assess their own risk. We're actually going to be setting it up so that your doctor will be able to download a year's worth of health data. So it'll essentially be telling you and your doctor how well you're driving your body, just like you can determine how well you drive your car by putting a thumb drive in it.
I was just going to say, look at the insurance company. So the insurance companies now have devices, right? Geico and these other companies that if you allow them to put this device in your car where they can actually track your average speed and how much you drive and all this different data that tells them what type of driver you are, it can actually affect your rates beneficially, but you got to be willing to put this thing in and have someone kind of eavesdropping on your habits. But basically what you're saying is let's do this with people.
Yes, exactly. With your own body. And it's going to start out with the Fitbit or its or numerous equivalents, but it's only a matter of time before you have the option of taking this information and actually monetizing it. So remember, you can get a break on your car insurance. Imagine getting a break on your life insurance or your health insurance, or other types of things that you can buy. Even imagine getting a lower cost, or getting a discount on your shoes, you know, your running shoes or even memberships in fitness clubs, based on the information that's being generated by these fitness trackers. So the we call it a health data economy. And this new health data economy is about to emerge, and we're sort of setting the stage in this new manuscript.
And you are the chief scientist over at Lapidus Solutions, correct? This is the organization that's going to kind of spearhead this movement, right?
Yeah, Lapidus Solutions. I'm one of the co-founders. If you want to learn more about Lapidus Solutions, you would go to lapidussolutions.com. It's L-A-P-E-T-U-S solutions.com. And we'll probably put a copy of the manuscript that's coming out in computer in about a week up on that site so everybody can see and read where this is all headed. But it goes way beyond what we're talking about here. The type of data that we're talking about, we're talking about people uploading their data into a new type of longitudinal health survey. Something that will allow us to track not just your health as an individual, but populations together. You know, we do national health surveys in the U.S. every few years. Well, you know, that's going to be old hat. This is going to be the new type of longitudinal survey data that's going to allow us to really track the health status of populations. And don't get me wrong. This is de-identified data, so nobody's going to know, you know, who you are when this data is uploaded. So you don't have to worry about privacy.
I don't care if they, actually, I want them to know. Okay, so, no, listen. I've done shows over the year. I've been doing this for 11 years. I've done shows over the years where we've talked about the inequity of the way health insurance pools are created. And I actually had a scientist on the show from Israel once. And if you've ever done business with the Israelis, you know they love a good argument. If you give them something good, they'll argue with you for a while. And I said to her, no, this is nonsense the way we do it now. She was telling me it's not fair. You know, people who are sick need insurance too. But if you got sick because you've lived a high-risk lifestyle, then the cost of that should befall you, not me. And the analogy I gave was you sit down in a restaurant. I happen to be across the table from you. You order steak and lobster and a bottle of wine. I ordered macaroni and cheese. The waiter informs me, hey, we're going to pool your bills and we're going to split it in half so that I'm paying the burden of your big meal and you're really not paying anything of mine. I'm actually losing here because I only had macaroni and cheese. That's how health insurance works. I'd love them to know my data. I when I had my Fitbit, I was tracking my meals too. I was tracking
my
workouts.
Well, you're probably not the only one. And of course, the important side of that equation is that the healthier you are, the better you drive your body, the lower risk you are. And everybody is going to want to have a piece of that. Everybody's going to want to know who you are. You should actually be able to monetize that data.
Yes.
That's being generated by your Fitbit or other wearable sensor. That
I think insurance companies are going to emerge. And so, you know, there's an Rob Wolf, who is kind of like one of the forerunners in paleo, was trying to negotiate with insurance companies to insure people who lived the paleo lifestyle, but it fell apart. This could make it happen. Yes, this could make it happen.
Yeah, this is going to make it happen. I mean, now we're talking about verifiable, increasingly more reliable data coming from these wearable sensors. And the stuff you wear on your wrist, that's only the beginning. We're actually going to have the opportunity to really monitor what's going on inside of our body with a much greater level of efficiency in the coming years. I even saw a fitness tracker, a piece of information, a wearable sensor, basically, that was going to go inside the bras that women would wear as a way to help detect breast cancer earlier. That's just the beginning of our ability to understand what's going on inside of our bodies. It's sort of a new form of biofeedback. You're really going to understand instantly, for example, if you're a diabetic, exactly what foods
yes.
are dangerous for you and so forth.
They have them now. They have implantable sensors that will monitor glucose and ketone levels in diabetics.
I mean, for those of us that are public health experts, there's nothing better than to have instantaneous feedback on what's going on inside your body and exactly what it is that works, what doesn't work. It's precisely the kind of information that we need in order to live a better lifestyle, in order to live healthier and enjoy our time.
The only people that will be afraid of this will be the people who go to their doctor and say, "Doc, I'm eating the way you told me, but I'm not losing weight. Oh no, I'm not smoking anymore." We're going to know right away who's lying. That's who's not going to want to wear this. You know, back in the days of the Egyptians, they had the first lie detector. So they said it was a magic donkey, and you held its tail, and if you told a lie, it would bray. And if you told the truth, it would stay silent. So what they did was, you would go in the dark room, you couldn't see, you'd hold the donkey's tail, they'd ask you questions, and you'd wait to hear the donkey bray. But when you came out, that's when they knew if you were lying, because they put charcoal all over the donkey's tail. If you didn't hold the donkey's tail, they knew you were afraid of getting caught lying. So if you didn't have charcoal on your hands, they would know, oh, you didn't hold the donkey's tail, you're a liar, that's it, we got you. I mean, the only people that won't want to do this are the people who, rightfully so, should be paying a lot more for their health insurance than the people who take care of themselves.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, it'll be an option that people will have. You can choose whether to have these wearable sensors. You can choose to upload the data. You will own your own health data. You should be able to do what you want with it. And if you can benefit by making that information available to insurance companies or reinsurance companies or a number of other types of companies. I mean, imagine that, you know, companies that sell mattresses would be particularly interested to know what your sleep patterns are. In fact, they should be willing to pay you for that information, and that's the type of health data economy that we think is going to arise, and it will encourage people to adopt healthier lifestyles, and in the end, that's what we're looking for.
I want to take a break, and I want to tell you about something that fits nicely into this discussion. I happen to be driving to the studio this morning after voting at 6 a.m. in the morning, and Dr. Oz was on a local, well, not a syndicated radio show. And wait until you know, we hear what he was talking about. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's
absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Fit Read Nutrition understands that getting in shape can be difficult, whether it's getting to the gym or maintaining a proper diet for a busy lifestyle. Weight and fitness can often be forgotten. That's why they've created customized meal plans plus fitness programs that can help support your specific goals to get fit and eat healthy. Even during vacations and special events, they offer support via text and email to keep clients motivated with coaches providing detailed support. Go to fitreadnutrition.com today to learn more.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent-pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs, revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. You know, if you want to try Thrive Advanced, you can buy one, get two free right now if you use the coupon code BOO, B-O-O. It's left over from Halloween. Go to Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-Protein.com to learn more. We're talking with Dr. Stuart J. Olshansky about monetizing that data from your Fitbit. This is really interesting to me. So I don't know if you're aware of this already, but Dr. Oz is on a mission of his own to gather this kind of data. On people's sleep exclusively. But he's using activity to track it as well. But he claims he wants to solve the problem of poor sleep in the country. And he's telling people to go to some website, I don't remember what it was, to sign up and get some device from him that would allow them to gather data on your sleep and your activity. It sounds very similar to this.
Yeah, I mean, there are several devices that are out there now that are getting better and better at assessing sleep. And it's actually not so much necessarily how long you are sleeping during the night, but it's how frequently you might be getting up. And the frequency of getting up in the middle of the night might be a harbinger of some health issues that you might be having. But You know, the fact is that absence of sleep or lack of proper sleep is a major risk factor for a wide variety of health issues. And if we can monitor it, keep track of it, find out what it is that we need to do to enhance our sleep patterns, then I think that's a great idea.
When I started tracking my sleep, it was amazing. I do get up once an evening, but I drink a lot of water. But I do get up once an evening. Overall, my sleep is not fragmented, but I do have some nights where it is. I'm getting older. I'm 58 years old. The thing that I found most interesting was that my heart rate goes down into the 40s during sleep. And actually, this is a very good thing because people who are considered quote-unquote non-dippers tend to be at a higher risk of stroke and heart attack. One of the things that affects non-dippers is eating too close to bedtime. So many people eat right before bed because they feel that they can't sleep unless they have a meal before bed. And Dr. Dale Bredesen came on my show a few years ago from UCLA. He's the guy who's reversing Alzheimer's symptoms in people by adjusting their lifestyles. One of the things he said is, you know, last meal has to be 3 hours before bedtime, and you should be in bed around 9 o'clock at night. So that puts the last meal at 6. And I happen to adhere to that because I'm a fan of intermittent fasting. I like to train fasted in the morning at the gym. So having my last meal at 6 o'clock makes it easy to hit that 16-hour fast window post-workout. I have my first meal. But with that being said, when you start tracking your sleep, I even started to record myself to hear what I sound like at night. You know, sleep is like the ocean. There's so much more going on than we know about because we're busy sleeping when it's happening.
Yeah. I mean, sleep is just one of a number of bodily functions that we're getting better and better at keeping an eye on. And it's actually revealing, it's basically your body's way of talking to you. So for example, you know, when you eat certain foods, some people might get heartburn, or maybe they have to, you know, get up to urinate in the middle of the night, and it's your body telling you that maybe you need to alter your habits, and these sensors will really give you clues as to what's going on. So for example, it may be something as simple as avoiding dairy, you know, after 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock at night, or not drinking too much after about 8 o'clock. It's like, you know, some simple things to modify your lifestyle that really can alter the way in which your body operates. I know, for example, from personal experience, not to have any dairy or any bread after 6 p.m. because if I do, I get heartburn. And it's just my way of listening to my body.
Right.
And these sensors will actually clue us in a much more direct way. And it's going to go way beyond the simple things we're talking about now. We're actually going to be able to measure blood sugar, blood pressure, a whole suite of biomarkers that clue us in on how the body's operating. And so we're really just at the this is just the nascent technology now, but hang on to those fitness trackers.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're arguing you're going to be able to register those devices and actually monetize the data that you're collecting on a daily basis. So you'll be strong, you'll be encouraged to continue to maintain a healthy lifestyle in other ways other than feeling good after doing so.
Well, and then so okay, and for those people out there who are having a hard time staying on track, if you know someone is monitoring your fitness tracker, it'll help you. You know, one of the things that happens when someone decides they want to get serious about body recomposition, and they'll say, "Well, I think I want to do some sort of a physique competition or a bikini competition." And Weight Watchers capitalize. The big strength of Weight Watchers, you got to come in and get weighed once a week, right? Right. It makes you accountable. If you had to wear a fitness tracker and you knew that your physician could access the data, your insurance company is going to access the data, and all these other organizations that have some sort of impact financially on you, I mean, short of taking it off, which then they're going to know you took it off, right? It's kind of like the donkey. You didn't hold his tail. You're going to be accountable. I think it's a great, I think that could actually be a helper for people who have a hard time staying on track.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So basically what's going on is we're creating an incentive for people to monitor how their bodies are operating and to adopt a healthier lifestyle. You'll essentially get paid to live healthy. I mean, you know, think of all of the organizations and all of the companies that want to interact with people that have adopted a healthy lifestyle. And I would point out, by the way, that the reverse is also true, that other organizations, for example, Weight Watchers, might want to know who it is that is sedentary.
Right.
To find a way to get those people to begin to move more actively. So really the potential for monetizing data from a fitness tracker, even if you're not fit, extends to all levels of fitness, both those that are sedentary and those that are highly active.
This is very exciting.
The beginning of this data health economy is just starting.
And so that data belongs to me then, huh? It doesn't belong to Fitbit, right? Because they're maintaining it on their website.
Yeah, I mean, you know, certainly what we're talking about is we're talking about data that belongs to you as an individual. If you decide you don't want anybody to ever see it, that should be up to you. You know, you own your own health data, and like I said, I'm a professor of public health, so I'm very careful about issues associated with privacy, and I know you want to release your health data, and that's fine. I think actually that's your prerogative, and indeed you probably would benefit tremendously from releasing your health data. Others may not want to do so, and that should be their choice.
Yeah, yeah. So where should people go if they want to become part of this new revolution here?
Well, all right. So the thing to do would be to contact me directly my email address is jay@lapidussolutions.com. They can also go to the website, and they can register to receive information from us. We'll probably be putting out a blog on the rise of this health data economy coming up in the next couple of months. But we're right at the beginning of this process. The thing to do would be to start out by reading this paper that's coming out in Computer. We sort of set the stage. We provide the basic idea. We provide the initial formulas that are out there that will allow us to measure step count. That's sort of the first thing that you're going to see in this paper, is the translation of data from your step counter into a measure of health and risk. It'll actually tell you. We'll actually be able to tell you how much longer you will live, how much lower you will reduce your risk of death, how much healthier you will be, just as a result of walking X number of steps per day.
See, but
that's the translation that no one else has done.
The weak point in this data gathering is that these devices do not capture intense workouts properly. So, and I don't mean spinning class. I mean, a guy who goes into the gym, or a gal who goes to the gym and deadlifts and squats and does power cleans and CrossFit type stuff, while the heart rate monitor, you know, you set it like, hey, I'm exercising now, and it watches your heart rate. But that really doesn't translate to the amount of peripheral and central nervous system fatigue. And the reason I say this, because this is a discussion I've had on this show for a long time. There are those of us who go into the gym, and for an hour, we crush it like superhumans. That's what this audience is about, right? And you may not need 10,000 steps a day. In fact, trying to then achieve 10,000 steps a day may be counterproductive to recovery.
Yeah.
So there's got to be, you're going to have to, you know, as you start to attract the people who are high performance human beings, you're going to have to find ways to get that data that's meaningful and not to accidentally kind of make them outliers, so to speak. You know what
I mean? Well, it's interesting that you would mention this, because one of the things that we're looking at now for insurance companies is we're helping insurance companies assess risk for high performance athletes. You know, for example, many athletes, you know, that have very low body fat and have a high muscle mass are considered to be obese, according to
right,
the body
BMI,
mass
BMI, right.
Index calculations. BMI is not actually measuring your risk accurately. So we've actually created an algorithm that allows us to essentially create an adjusted body mass index based on your fitness level. So we're acutely sensitive to the very issue that you're talking about, and believe that insurance companies in the future, when you get underwritten for life insurance, will be using this algorithm to give you a more accurate assessment of your health status, rather than using a generic BMI that's actually going to penalize people that are highly muscled.
There is a company that actually inquired about advertising on our show called Health IQ. They're all over social media. And their ads cater to my audience. If you can deadlift your weight, we want to talk to you. We want to be your life insurance company.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, that's just the beginning of where all this is headed. There are some insurance companies that are now essentially giving out fitness trackers to potential clients, and if they're allowed to monitor them for several months, they'll cut them a break on their insurance premiums, and if they continue to show a given level of fitness activity, they will continue to get breaks on their insurance. That's the kind of health data economy that we're talking about. When you link it up to your family history, you link it up to other attributes of you as an individual, how you live your life, how long your family members have lived, boy, there's a wealth of information that has the potential to really be highly valuable to individuals.
This is very, very exciting.
To take use of it.
The website is Lapetus, Lapetus Solutions.com. So it's Lapetus Solutions. There's two S's in the middle there, .com. Go there and sign up, read up. This is great stuff. I want to thank you for being on the show.
My pleasure.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
I'm interested in this. I'm interested in getting discounts on my health insurance and my life insurance. I'm not afraid to have people looking into what I do, my activity levels, and how I sleep. And in fact, I find it fascinating. And I think we should be rewarded. Those of us out there who lead a superhuman lifestyle, ancestral diet, observation of good sleep, train hard, stay active, we should be rewarded. Don't drink, you know, don't smoke cigarettes. Our premium should be lower. And people out there who live crappy lifestyles, their premium should be higher. I should not be paying more insurance because someone in my zip code is sick. That's how it's done now. That's the wrong way to do it. So I like this. So check it out. And then, of course, CoachRobRegish.com. Go there to learn more about all of Rob's products. And we will see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.